top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and global, only on Q95, the big station, Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
This is the midday news for today, Friday, March 8th, in the headlines. Women's triple jump gold medalist Fia Lafo expresses her deep pride and gratitude for the opportunity to represent Dominica on the world stage
and global,
and highlights the nation's ongoing achievement.
Station Q95.
A member of a visiting UN delegation was found dead in his room at the Jolly Beach Resort in Antigua on Tuesday, prompting investigation by local police to ascertain the circumstances surrounding this demise. And President Joe Biden delivered a Aruba State of Union address on Thursday, outlining his rationale for seeking re-election and criticizing Donald Trump for threatening democracy.
Q95D.
The news is brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited.
Frame event at Quartz Optical, so don't miss out. Get up to 80% off your favorite frames. Call 448-7655 to book your free eye examination or book online at quartzoptical.com. Get that frame today and pay later. It's the annual frame event only at Quartz Optical. Value you can see. Conditions apply.
Fia Lafo, the gold medalist in women's triple jump, expressed her pride and honor in representing Dominica and bringing joy to its people. She emphasized the nation's continued success as a source of immense pride. Lafo shared that she had a positive mindset leading up to the competition and felt confident to give her best performance on the day of the event.
I'm so honored to have been able to achieve such a great feat for our people. And I'm very excited to keep continuously watch us on many social media platforms and many news platforms around the world. It is so great to see our flag just everywhere right now. I don't know how confident I really was. I had a very good feeling going into the meet that I was in a very good place training-wise, mentally and such. But I think the confidence really came, you know, day of, where it was just kind of like, okay, there's no more room for doubt. We're just going to go for it. And so coming into it, was I super confident? Maybe not. But by the time it was time to go, I was ready. Oh, yes. Julian Alfred. Of course. Of course. Of course. You know, even when we were waiting to get our medals at the medal ceremony, we were sitting next to each other. And she told me that after she heard that my little speech about how I saw her compete the night before and how I wanted that for Dominica, she started crying too. So I cried when I saw her get her gold, and then she cried when she heard about me crying about her. So it's really, really great. I mean, anytime I see another small island, especially an OECS island, doing great things and achieving major feats, it makes you feel good. It makes you feel good. And she definitely, there definitely was like a moment the night before watching her compete that just kind of lit a flame in my heart. And I did thank her for that.
And that was Fia Lafo, the gold medalist in women's triple jump. On Thursday, the Ministry of Housing, in partnership with the Build Back Equal Project, has inaugurated the Sherpreneur Pilot Initiative, marking a pioneering effort in Dominica and the wider Caribbean. This initiative seeks to empower women entrepreneurs and drive sustainable urban development and economic growth. Scheduled from March 7th to 11th, 2024, Minister for Housing Melissa Skerritt says this initiative is timely as it coincides with International Women's Day.
As the Minister of Housing and Urban Development and the Parliamentary Representative for this wonderful constituency we are in right now, Rosa Central, I am thrilled today to announce the launch of a new pilot initiative in honor of International Women's Day. We are proud to introduce the Sherpreneur Tour to Shop, Hop On, Hop Off Bus Tour. And this initiative empowers women entrepreneurs and pilots investment in transportation solutions. It provides our visitors with a unique platform to discover the products and the services offered by women-owned businesses, the artisans, the entrepreneurs of Roseau, its environs, and Portsmouth as well. We will target women-owned businesses which promote our culture, our cuisine, our arts and crafts, and our agro products. This initiative underscores our unwavering commitment to empower women entrepreneurs and promote sustainable cities and economic growth in Dominica. And we are grateful, we are eternally grateful for the support of various ministries collaborating with us and the Office of the President and the Build Back Equal project funded by Global Affairs Canada in partnership with UN Women.
The minister elaborated that the initiative seeks to increase earnings for enterprises owned by women and youth by facilitating direct interaction with customers and improving connectivity between the two.
And so during the four-day tour, which will go from today, March 7th, to the 11th, the 8th, we will be in the Portsmouth area. We aim to boost revenue for women and youth-owned enterprises by facilitating direct engagement with shoppers and visitors, thereby enhancing the connectivity between our local shoppers and our cruise ship passengers and our local markets. So I invite you, all those listening, to keep an eye out for our branded buses, marking the first of its kind in Dominica, and you heard earlier, the first of its kind in the Caribbean. Additionally, the tour service serves as a pilot investment in transportation solutions with the ultimate goal of introducing a Go Green bus for use with the hop and hop off from specific locations. So I invite all of you to experience this exciting new tour, which will take you to visit women-owned businesses, and I invite you to patronize them as well. Additionally, by providing this link to women-owned businesses, the aim is also for this initiative, I think it can also extend to reach and to assist the elderly residents of the city.
Minister for Housing, Melissa Skerritt. We Planet Inc., a leading social enterprise dedicated to promoting eco-friendly practices and environmental awareness, is celebrating its second anniversary as a non-profit organization on today, March 8, 2024. Over the past 2 years, We Planet has made significant strides in making a positive impact on Dominica and the wider Caribbean region's environmental landscape. To mark this milestone, We Planet Inc. has announced the official launch of its mobile application on both Google Play and the Apple Store. This expansion aims to make eco-friendly practices more accessible to users who prefer mobile apps. The new app empowers individuals committed to sustainability to easily integrate eco-friendly habits into their daily routines. And of course, you can read more on this story on our website, that's www.q95da.com. Today, International Women's Day is being celebrated in Dominica under the theme Invest in Women, Accelerate Progress. Minister of State with Responsibility for Gender Affairs, Dr. Cassandra Williams, extended her congratulations on this occasion. She emphasized that while significant strides have been made in promoting gender equality, the capacity of women to balance careers and leadership roles is frequently underestimated.
Happy International Women's Day to all women, especially the strong, hardworking, resilient, and yet nurturing and caring women of our beloved country and across the globe. Every year on this day, we rally together to recognize the contributions of the women who are undoubtedly the building blocks of our society. Although we have seen great strides being made in the advancement of gender equality, the ability of women to juggle careers and home management is overlooked. Today, we shine a light on the outstanding achievements and exceptional abilities of our women. This year, we commemorate International Women's Day under the theme, Invest in Women, Accelerate Progress. As a country and as a government, we have invested greatly in our women, and that is evident in the fact that numerous high-level positions in our country are held by women. We are strongly represented in policy making. 36.8% of the cabinet and 37.5% of parliament comprising women. Furthermore, the Cabinet Secretary, the Financial Secretary, and Chief Personnel Officer are all women. In fact, a great majority of the permanent secretaries comprises of women.
Dr. Williams also noted that Dominicans have witnessed the outstanding accomplishments of women, who have not only surpassed expectations, but have also made significant contributions to the advancement of society.
Notably, women also have leading roles in our banks here in Dominica, exemplifying their significant presence and leadership in key sectors of our nation. That is an achievement to be proud of. We have witnessed the remarkable achievements of women who have not only excelled, but also significantly contributed to society. Dame Eugenia Charles, who served as the Prime Minister of Dominica from 1980 to 1994, leaving an indelible mark on the nation's history. Alex Boyd Knights, who made history as the Speaker of the House of Assembly from 2000 to 2020, demonstrating strong leadership and a dedication to parliamentary duties. Janet Scotland, Baroness Scotland, who shattered glass ceilings by becoming the first woman to hold the position of Secretary General of the Commonwealth of Nations, with her remarkable career spanning ministerial roles within the UK government and groundbreaking achievements in international diplomacy, she continues to inspire women globally. Carissa Etienne, the first Caribbean woman to lead the Pan-American Health Organization, has played a pivotal role in advancing public health initiatives across the Americas, contributing to progress in universal health coverage and the fight against diseases. And most recently, Her Excellency Sylvanie Burton, President of the Commonwealth of Dominica.
And that was Minister of State with Responsibility for Gender Affairs, Dr. Cassandra Williams. Social scientist Simeon Joseph expressed dismay at Haiti's recurring crisis, particularly noting the recent surge in violent incidents. He criticized CARICOM's apparent abandonment of Haiti, citing numerous pronouncements and announcements made without tangible follow-up actions. Joseph also expressed dissatisfaction with the way Dominicans speak about and treat Haitian citizens.
First of all, we have to know that Haiti has been more or less abandoned by CARICOM for many years for the simple reason that many pronouncements and announcements have been made regarding CARICOM. We know that in the time of the departure of Jabrestan Aristide and the leadership of Leslie Manigan, I don't know if any remember that famous Haiti leader, Leslie Manigan, who was there in the interim from the departure of Aristide. Mm-hmm. There was a very strong influence of CARICOM in and as well as the United States under the leadership of Jimmy Carter, at the time the Jimmy Carter Foundation, to try to bring stability to Haiti. These pronouncements and announcements have been made before. What surprises me, and we have to give this clear and focused attention, what surprises me is this has been said over and over and over, and we know that the CARICOM government, they have had even special heads of government conferences on Haiti. I am one person who is often very conscious and aghast at the way Dominicans speak of Haitians, because they are our black brothers and sisters. A lot of Dominicans are very demeaning and condescending mindset and offer very derogatory utterance about Haitians in Dominica.
Joseph raised concerns about the lack of Haitian consulates established by CARICOM governments or ambassadors sent from CARICOM to Haiti to promote greater bilateral economic cooperation between CARICOM countries and Haiti.
How many CARICOM countries have ambassadors to Haiti? There are many Haitian citizens in every Caribbean country. How many Caribbean governments have established Haitian councils in their country or sent individual ambassadors from the CARICOM to Haiti to ensure that there is greater bilateral economic and social cooperation between the Caribbean countries and Haiti? Haiti has a lot to offer. I've been to Haiti about 6 times. Haiti has always been in turmoil for years, okay? And the turmoil in Haiti, cannot be seen from what is happening now. Let us not forget that Haiti, for years, hundreds of years had been made to suffer because of the fact that they were the first black country in the Western Hemisphere to overthrow a European superpower. And let us not forget that after the Haitian Revolution, Haiti was made by France to pay almost 70% of its income every year for over 300 years to France. And so Haiti was saddled and burdened with that financial and economic debt to pay back France because it took its independence.
Social scientist Simeon Joseph, president of the Dominica Freedom Party, Johnston Boston, highlighted that multiple groups and political factions have united to collaborate with the Electoral Commission. Their aim is to develop a comprehensive electoral reform process that caters to the needs of the people rather than serving the...
Various groups and political parties have come together as an effort to work with government, work with the Electoral Commission, to see how, as a people together, we can arrive at a comprehensive electoral reform process that is suitable to our needs as a people, not suitable to the needs of Freedom Party or UWP or Labour Party or any party, but suitable to the needs of the country, because, of course, to elect leaders to govern you, to represent you, to speak on your behalf, to get salaries, to travel and to be ambassadors on your behalf, of course, the system needs to be fair, so that everybody who went to school and want to participate in the electoral process will not feel hindered from doing that. It will be open for them and so on. So we are doing some things. We're taking some initiative to build on the request we have made for us as a people, as a country, to be collectively collaborating in the interest of reform. So the Electoral Commission should not be afraid to engage us. The government should not be afraid to engage us. Because you're government today and you feel you're major and you control, you're in charge. You may be nothing tomorrow and you have the same say in what matters for the country and you should be allowed and respected.
Boston indicated that several letters have been dispatched to Minister, President and Electoral Reform Commission, awaiting their response. He emphasized that engaging in discussions with these officials is the approach the ERC is adopting moving forward.
So we're putting a few initiatives together, and we will report on those to you at some other time. So when I say we, it means the Freedom Party, the UWP, the Rosa Park, the NJAM, the Electoral Reform Coalition, and all of these groups associated. The idea is to come together because we see reform as all of us business, and it was being it. And quickly here, those right. So there's some initiative we're taking. Letters have gone out. We're waiting on reply from those sources. We have written to the Prime Minister. We have written to the President. We have written to the Electoral Commission, and we're waiting on a response so that we can move. Because we want to show the country that we're not on the road just shouting. We want to sit down with the leaders. The end government, yes, we recognize them as the leaders in government, right? And therefore, we can sit down with them, the leaders, and have civil discussion on matters of national importance. And so we're waiting on this. In the meantime, we are planning for an outing as the Electoral Reform Coalition and an outing in Grand Bay, the 17th of March this month, 17th, Sunday afternoon from 4 o'clock. And we were in Grand Bay on Sunday gone, and a number of people from that community are very much willing, ready, and interested in getting involved to ensure that we come to them as well with the message of reform, the education of reform, the sensitization of reform, so that as a country, we all can be talking the same thing for the good of our country and more so our future generation.
Johnston Boston, president of the Dominica Freedom Party. In other news, a member of a visiting United Nations delegation was found dead in his room at the Jolly Beach Resort on Tuesday evening, prompting an investigation by local authorities to ascertain the circumstances surrounding his demise. The deceased individual was actively engaged in preparations for the upcoming fourth conference on small island developing states, slated to be held at the American University of Antigua from May 27th to 30th. The conference, which is anticipated to attract thousands of delegations, including heads of state and government, aims to address pressing issues facing small island nations and devise strategies for sustainable development and resilience building in these vulnerable regions. And President Joe Biden on Thursday laid out his case for re-election in a fiery State of the Union speech that accused Donald Trump of threatening democracy, no-towing to Russia and torpedoing a bill to tackle U.S. immigration woes. Biden drew sharp contrast with his Republican rival and gamely challenged Trump supporters in the chamber.
U.S. President Joe Biden came out swinging against Donald Trump and Republicans in his State of the Union address on Thursday.
My predecessor and some of you here seek to bury the truth about January 6th. I will not do that.
He accused Trump and the GOP of trying to rewrite history about the January 6th Capitol riot by the former president's supporters.
You can't love your country only when you win.
It was one of a series of fiery attacks in Biden's hour-long speech touching on abortion, the economy, and the war in Gaza to contrast himself with his competition in November's general elections as he seeks to overcome his currently low approval ratings. That included accusing Trump, who he never directly named, as, quote, bowing down to Russia.
Now my predecessor, a former Republican president, tells Putin, quote, do whatever the hell you want. That's a quote. I think it's outrageous, it's dangerous, and it's unacceptable.
Biden also accused Trump of torpedoing a bill to tighten restrictions at the U.S. border with Mexico. He also emphasized support of the NATO Security Alliance. Sweden's prime minister was in the audience after his country formally joined NATO earlier in the day. Among other guests, people affected by the Alabama Supreme Court's ruling over embryos, which prompted several IVF providers there to halt the procedure. Biden highlighted their stories and traced them back to the Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade.
If you, the American people, send me a Congress that supports the right to choose, I promise you, I'll restore Roe v. Wade as the law of the land again.
The president faces criticism from progressives over support for Israel in its war against Hamas and Republicans for his stance on immigration. While Democrats mostly lauded his speech with cheers and applause, many wore ceasefire pins.
That's the midday news, and here's a recap of the headlines. Women's triple jump gold medalist Fia Lafo expresses her deep pride and gratitude for the opportunity to represent Dominica on the world stage and highlights the nation's ongoing achievements.
The Big Station.
A member of a visiting UN delegation was found dead in his room at the Jolly Beach Resort in Antigua on Tuesday, prompting investigation by local police to ascertain the circumstances surrounding his demise. And President Joe Biden delivered a robust State of Union address on Thursday, outlining his rationale for seeking re-election and criticizing Donald Trump for threatening democracy.
Big Station.
The news was brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited. I am Fudis Envalmond.
Q, top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the Big Station.